Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to begin tomorrow. Government postpones NEET PG entrance examination scheduled to be held today. Centre orders CBI probe into alleged irregularities in NEET UG exam. Bureau of Indian Standards introduces new safety standards for electric vehicles. In table tennis, Srija Akula creates history by becoming the first Indian to advance to a WTT contender final. And in ICC T20 World Cup cricket, India beat Bangladesh in Super 8, moves closer to the semi-finals. And now the news in detail. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of the newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartri Hari Mehtab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The parliament sessions will conclude on the 3rd of next month. On the eve of the session, the News Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on issues before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on the Akashvani Rainbow additional frequencies, while Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on the Akashvani Gold additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. today. This program will also be available on our website newsonair.com and on our YouTube channel NewsOnAIR Official. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting to review the overall preparedness for flood management in the country. The meeting will take place in New Delhi today. NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for today has been postponed. A fresh date of the examination will be announced at the earliest. The Ministry of Health has said that the decision has been taken in consideration of the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The Ministry said it has decided to undertake a thorough assessment of the robustness of processes of NEET PG entrance examination conducted by the National Board of Examination for medical students. The Ministry of Education has entrusted the matter of alleged irregularities in NEET UG examination 2024 to the CBI for a comprehensive investigation. In a statement, the Ministry said the government is committed to ensure the sanctity of examinations and protect the interest of students. It reiterated that any individual or organization found to be involved will face strictest action. The central government has also enacted the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 to prevent unfair means in public examinations. National Testing Agency or NTA had conducted NEET UG examination on the 5th of last month. The Goods and Services Tax GST Council at its 53rd meeting in New Delhi decided to roll out pan-India biometric-based Aadhaar authentication to check fake invoicing. Speaking to the media yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this will help the government combat fraudulent input tax credit claims made through fake invoices. Ms. Sitharaman said GST Council has recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The minister said that to help small taxpayers, the council has recommended extending the time limit to furnish details and returns in the form GSTR4 from 30th of April to 30th of June. She also informed that in order to reduce government litigation, the council has recommended a monetary limit of 20 lakh rupees for GST Appellate Tribunal, 1 crore rupees for High Court and 2 crore rupees for Supreme Court for filing of appeals by the department.
In order to reduce government litigation, the council has recommended a monetary limit of 20 lakh for GST Appellate Tribunal, 1 crore for High Court and 2 crore for Supreme Court for filing of appeals by the department before these legal fora. Council has also recommended that the maximum amount of pre-deposit for filing appeal before the appellate authority shall be reduced from 25 crores CGST and 25 crores SGST to 20 crores CGST.
The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has introduced two new standards, IS-18590-2024 and IS-18606-2024, to enhance the safety of electric vehicles. These new BIS standards are designed to ensure that the critical component of electric vehicles meets stringent safety requirements. The newly introduced standards are for electric vehicles in the L, M and N categories. This initiative is a significant step towards reinforcing the reliability and safety of the electric power trains and batteries. With these new additions, BIS now boasts a total of 30 Indian standards dedicated to electric vehicles and their accessories, including charging systems. This comprehensive set of standards is crucial in driving India's transition to a more sustainable, environmentally friendly and efficient transportation system. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a fast-track immigration trusted traveller program, FTI-TTP, at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi yesterday. It is an initiative by the government designed for Indian nationals and overseas citizen of India card holders. To avail this facility, eligible individuals will need to apply online and submit their biometrics along with other required information. Registration under FTI will be completed after necessary verifications and confirmation of eligibility. After paying the processing charges, the application will be accepted. The FTI-TTP aims to revolutionize passengers' travel experience, making it faster, easier and more secure. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIRNewsAlerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
The Pathankot district produces the best quality lychee in Punjab and contributes 60% of the state's lychee production. Lychee farming is expanding in the district with new orchards being planted every year, providing farmers with a substantial income. A report.
The state government is in full swing to export the best quality lychee of Pathankot district to foreign countries, and the very first consignment of lychee will be exported abroad soon. It will help in increasing the farmers' income and also reduce their dependence on groundwater. A lychee estate has already been established at Sujanpur in the district, where all necessary facilities are provided under one roof to the gardeners of the region. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat visited an exhibition of 115 oil paintings of Shivaji Maharaj organized by the Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts and the National Gallery of Modern Art in New Delhi yesterday. This exhibition was organized to mark the 350th anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji's coronation. The paintings displayed at the Arts Gallery were created by Shrikant Chogule and his son Gautam Chogule under the guidance of Padma Vibhushan Baba Saheb Pura. Recently, the collector of these paintings, Deepak Gore, inspired by the Prime Minister's vision, has handed over this collection to the Indira Gandhi National Centre for Arts as a heritage asset. The Military College of Telecommunication Engineering, MCTE, the Indian Army and the Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, SAMIR, an autonomous research and development laboratory under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, has signed an MOU to advance collaboration in next-generation wireless technologies for the Indian Army. This initiative marks a significant milestone in strengthening the Indian Army's technological capabilities, which is aligned towards declared vision for 2024 as Year of Technological Absorption for the Indian Army by the Chief of the Army Staff. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has said that Sri Lanka has survived two difficult years of its economic crisis because of the financial support of $3.5 billion from India. Addressing the 31st All India Partners Meet in Colombo yesterday, he reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening ties with New Delhi, emphasizing joint efforts in sustainable energy projects. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. Similar conditions accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is also likely in parts of Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In northeastern India and sub-Himalayan West Bengal, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue to prevail for the next 5 days. Thunderstorm and lightning accompanied with gusty winds is likely to prevail over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days.
The update from IMD, mainly the heavy to very heavy rainfall likely along the west coast, mainly Karnataka, Kerala and Maharashtra, including Bombay, because of the active monsoon condition, revival of the monsoon. Regarding the progress of the monsoon, monsoon covered up to South Gujarat, most part of Maharashtra, South Madhya Pradesh, South Chhattisgarh, Odisha, part of Bengal and Bihar. During next 3-4 days, it will further progress west to central India and east to Uttar Pradesh. There is no significant temperature, high temperature over the region and only heat wave isolated over the Uttar Pradesh. Delhi has a temperature of 39 to 40.
On to sports. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India secured a commanding 50-run victory over Bangladesh at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua last night. A report.
After being asked to bat first, India posted a formidable total of 196 for 5 in 20 overs in their second Super 8 clash from Group 2. For India, Hardik Pandya led the charge with a blazing 50 of just 27 balls. He was supported by Virat Kohli, who contributed 37 runs of 28 deliveries, Rishabh Pant with a quick-fire 36 of 24 balls, and Shivam Dubey, who added 34 runs from 24 deliveries to India's imposing total. In response, Bangladesh could score only 146 for 8 in their 20 overs. Hardik Pandya's all-round performance, which included a quick-fire 50 and a wicket, earned him the Player of the Match award. With this win, India has positioned itself closer to a spot in the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup 2024. Meanwhile, Bangladesh's journey in the tournament has come to an end following this defeat. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The match between Australia and Afghanistan is underway in Kingstown. Afghanistan posted a target of 149 runs before Australia, chasing the target. Australia were 55 for 3 in 8 overs a short while ago. In table tennis, India's Srija Akula has reached the finals in both women's singles and women's doubles at the World Table Tennis Contender in Lagos, Nigeria, last evening. Srija also made history by becoming the first Indian to advance to a WTT Contender final in singles category. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. The Sunday Express on its front page headline writes, GST relief from rents in hostel outside campus to platform tickets, railway station waiting rooms, benefiting thousands of students and working people. Signalling its interest in conservation of the Teesta River in Bangladesh, India offers to take up Teesta project, adding new chapter to Delhi-Dhaka bond, writes Hindustan Times. Big Fish, Andhra dishes out 41% of India's aquaculture output, reports the Times of India. NTA chief shunted out CBI to probe NEET irregularities, reports the Sunday Tribune, while the Pioneer notes 1 crore rupee fine, up to 10-year jail for paper leak. And finally, the Economic Times refers to some national coffee chains report a surge in footfall under the headline Cool Beans, cafes are having a field day in summer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to begin tomorrow. Government postpones NEET PG entrance examination scheduled to be held today. Centre orders CBI probe into alleged irregularities in NEET UG exam. Bureau of Indian Standards introduces new safety standards for electric vehicles. In table tennis, Srija Akula creates history by becoming the first Indian to advance to a WTT contender final. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India beat Bangladesh in Super 8, moves closer to the semi-finals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.